This is CPR News, and I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to make big changes to how the state elects its leaders. An initiative for ranked choice voting and all candidate primaries has qualified for the ballot. If approved, Colorado would no longer hold party primaries. Instead, voters would choose among all candidates for an office in a primary election. The top four vote-getters would advance to the general election, where voters would rank them by preference. An annual count of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County shows a 12% drop over last year's survey. Still, disparities across race and ethnicities persist, with people of color experiencing homelessness at twice the rate of the general population, and the number of families experiencing homelessness is up. Operators of the new Ford Amphitheater in the Springs have agreed to make changes to reduce noise in the surrounding neighborhood. CPR's Dan Boy says the announcement came after City Council heard hours of public complaints about the outdoor venue.
Mayor Yemi Mobolade and city staff met with the amphitheater's operators' venue on Wednesday. The two sides agreed to four sets of sound reduction efforts. They include not using fireworks, except possibly on the 4th of July, as well as more noise mitigation research. Venue also says they're building a restaurant on the eastern side of the amphitheater. That restaurant should help insulate sound along with the current 2-foot thick wall. The company also says it'll also explore other options like adjusting the position of speakers. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News.